This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We head up the road this week to Joshua Tree, about an hour north of Coachella Valley and Party Central Palm Springs. But if you're going, you'll need to put pedal to the metal, or bike shoes to the pedal metal, because by June it gets hot, an average high of 100 plus through the summer. Speaking of the plus side, in summer you can grab a prime camp spot even on weekends without a reservation. Joshua trees, those kinky agaves for which this young national park is named, spooked early desert immigrants. Perhaps to push back that anxiety, they attached derogatory names and descriptions. But Mormon pioneers, exhausted by their Colorado River crossing, envisioned inspiration, perhaps even divine intervention, where others saw only grisly grotesques. Thus the tree's given name, prompted by the Bible's Book of Joshua, "Thou shalt follow the way pointed for thee by the trees." Equally inspiring are Joshua Tree National Park's giant granite formations, endlessly eccentric arrangements of fat, khaki-colored stone as smooth and aesthetically well-rounded as Henry Moore sculptures. Joshua Tree embraces both the Mojave and Colorado deserts as it defines the weird no-man's land connecting them. Weird is a common descriptive term for Joshua Tree. Even its human dimension can be somewhat strange, since the oddball and outlandish visit fairly frequently, and always have, judging from the murders and miscellaneous treacheries that dogged even early settlers. To keep track of current inexplicable events, park rangers keep an ongoing weird file. Some blame the lunacy on the landscape and its proximity to Los Angeles. New Agers believe the area is veined with earth energy power centers. Explanation enough in some quarters. All of the above, or maybe none of it, explain the 1973 outdoor cremation at Joshua Tree of mythic musician Graham Parsons, formerly of the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers, and musical mentor and early significant other of Emmylou Harris. Parsons died at age 26 in 29 Palms of a drug and alcohol OD. But before he could board his final flight home to family, someone stole his body and spirited him back to Joshua Tree. The following day, a park employee discovered his blazing corpse near Cap Rock. Parsons' after-death immolation left a long-lived stain that served, for many years, as a pilgrimage site and de facto shrine for fans. But the Joshua Tree itself, Yucca brevifolia, is the lasting reason to make a pilgrimage to this place. You'll find Joshua trees throughout the Mojave, but the park offers excellent access for appreciation. With luck, some early evening you may even witness one of the tree's most intriguing stories, its symbiotic relationship with the female yucca moth, which shows no interest in any other plant. The two depend on each other entirely for raising the next generations. When the Joshua tree is blooming, which happens in spring, only in years of adequate rainfall, the small white moth sets out at dusk to collect Joshua tree pollen from at least several trees. She selects one plant for her own purposes. Laying her eggs inside a yucca flower's ovary, the moth then deposits enough collected pollen to both cross-pollinate the plant, ensuring healthy seed production, and feed her own young. Upon hatching, the moth larvae eat some of the seeds. Established Joshua trees can resprout from their roots, if chopped down for fence posts and so forth, as once happened often. But they can reproduce, produce seeds for dispersal, only in this way. And that, people, is a committed relationship. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.